Chapter 10. More People Arrive. A big white van drove to the field and stopped. Three men and a woman got out. One of the men had a camera. The woman walked towards them.
Hello, I'm Rachel Winter,
she said.
I'm from Channel 6, the local television news station.
Everyone was very excited to see a news reporter in Cornridge.
We're going to be famous,
said Danny.
Now everybody will want to visit Cornridge.
Rachel Winter looked at the corn circles.
They're incredible,
she said.
The viewers will be fascinated.
There aren't any footprints in the field,
Danny explained for the fourth time that day.
There's no human explanation for these corn circles. I believe that aliens came to Cornridge last night.
The cameraman started to film the corn circles. Rachel Winter interviewed Danny. Joe and Nick were very frightened.
Will they discover the truth?
Nick asked Joe.
And where is Farmer Brown? What will he say?
And what will he do?
Replied Joe. Suddenly, Bricky started to bark. And then Joe and Nick heard Farmer Brown's tractor. He stopped next to the field. He was very angry, and his face was red. He started to shout.
What's happening? What are those things in my field? Who are you?
Rachel Winter and the professor tried to explain, but Farmer Brown didn't listen.
You horrible kids!
He shouted at Nick and Joe.
Did you do this?
Nick started to speak, but the professor interrupted.
Don't shout at them,
he said.
They aren't responsible. These circles are a message from aliens.
The professor then told Farmer Brown about the corn circle phenomenon. Suddenly, Farmer Brown remembered the strange creature in his field the night before.
There was a strange creature in the field last night,
he told the professor.
Really?
Asked Rachel Winter.
Please tell us about it.
She interviewed Farmer Brown and the cameraman filmed him.
What's going to happen to my cornfield?
Said Farmer Brown after the interview.
Don't worry about that,
said Rachel Winter.
I've got an idea.